Claro.
As the West and Israel say Iran is creeping closer to being able to produce a nuclear weapon, Western officials hope Tehran will react positively to their latest offer. The question, as negotiators prepare to face off again this week, just how much is Iran willing to give? European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton.
I remain always cautiously optimistic, but I'm also very clear that it is very important that we do get a response.
During the first round of talks in Almaty in February, the so-called P5 plus one offered the possibility of easing some international sanctions. In return, Iran would have to suspend enrichment of high-grade uranium, which could be used in an atomic bomb. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
They have an ability to rejoin the community of nations to get out from under this isolation.
Analyst Mark Fitzpatrick of the International Institute for Strategic Studies says the Iranians have balked before.
Let's hope that they put something on the table that is more realistic than the plan that they submitted last summer when they asked for everything and offered very, very little.
Western officials have been quick to make clear Tehran has only so much room to maneuver, an idea reaffirmed by U.S. President Barack Obama.
All options are on the table. We will do what is necessary to prevent Iran from getting the world's worst weapons.
At last month's meeting of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Iranian Ambassador Ali Asghar Soltanieh signaled Tehran may only be willing to go so far.
We are committed to continue our dialogue with IAEA, and this commitment has been unwavering. But at the same time, we cannot give a blank check for our national security. No country would give a blank check.
Also potentially affecting the upcoming talks and Iran's strategy is the renewed saber-rattling from North Korea, threatening to settle accounts with the U.S. Greg Thielman with the Arms Control Association via Skype.
Just because it's a reminder that the Iranians may be disagreeable in various aspects of their regime, they may be very difficult negotiators, but in comparison with the North Koreans, this is a very rational and manageable process.
Many analysts say the most that can be hoped for is yet more talks with Iran, though that will likely have to wait until after Iran's June elections. Jeff Selden, VOA News.